This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
One of the most striking features of the debate over immigration in America is the fact that it's not much of a debate. You'll notice the failure, indeed the refusal, of our elites to grapple with what exactly it means to allow millions of low-skilled workers from around the world to move here. When it comes to details about that, they quote the Statue of Liberty and they move on quickly. Maybe they don't really want to know much about the effects of their policies. Maybe they really believe that every immigrant is a high school valedictorian or some world-class STEM talent who's only prevented from founding the next Apple or curing cancer by the bigotry of native-born Americans. Maybe they really think that. Well, either way, facts rarely enter into the conversation. It's wholly emotional. But facts still matter, and tonight we have some. A new study by the Federation for American Immigration Reform finds that this country's approximately 11 million illegal immigrants cost taxpayers about $135 billion per year in medical, education, and law enforcement expenses. Now, there's an offset to this, taxes. And yet, according to the study, these illegal immigrants pay only about $19 billion a year in taxes. That leaves a deficit, which you pay, of $116 billion. Now, even by Washington standards, that's a huge number. To put it into some perspective, Americans spend only about $70 billion every year paying tuition at public colleges and universities. So if you eliminated the expenses of illegal immigrants, we could make every public college in the country tuition-free and still have nearly $50 billion left over to, I don't know, fix decaying infrastructure or subsidize health insurance to the middle class, or probably a lot more. So it's worth considering as we debate border control and amnesty these numbers.
Boy, I'll tell you, numbers don't lie. And this is the tough thing to bring into the debate. When you are emotional, and there, no doubt, this is what happens. You know, the left wants to keep it in the realm of the emotion. It's like facts are those stubborn kind of things, because that's one of the first things that they will tell you, right? Well, look at all the taxes they're paying. Well, you know it doesn't amount, but somebody actually breaks it down and does the analysis, and even the approximate 11 million immigrants, that is an approximate number. I mean, that number, you know, goes anywhere from 11 million to 34 million. It just depends. I mean, we don't even know where you know, they are, where they're residing. I mean, they're illegal, right? So they're in the shadows. And this is just a rough estimate. But along with it, you know, comes the cost of $135 billion. But there is this sentiment in this country that, look at, you know, we're a $3 trillion, $4 trillion country, you know, that's our budget annually. I still think that's a whole nother issue that we need to talk about. You know, we need to decide, okay, what kind of car are we going to buy here? You know, if it's a Cadillac and that we can afford a Cadillac, fine. But, you know, if we have to settle for something less because that's what our budget dictates, then why not? But, nope, the politicians say, look, I got checks, so there's got to be money. You know, there's no responsibility or limited responsibility on this stuff. They just keep going on business as usual. And what the business seems to be. Go ahead, Scott.
Bill, if you want that Cadillac, just raise your debt ceiling, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Just,
yeah,
or debt ceiling.
Or just you know, get a bigger line of credit. Doesn't mean that you can pay it, but you just somehow can make it work. And of course, like our government does, we just print money.
Yeah,
you know, it's like,
no, raise the debt ceiling, yeah. Print off some money, maybe drop an interest rate here or there. I mean, what's it matter?
Yeah, these are hard, cold facts. See, this is what gets you where you are right now, $20 trillion in debt and growing. How irresponsible. You know, we've maintained, you know, we really don't have, we don't have a budget problem. What we have is a priority problem. And that's what the debate needs to look at. You know, we can bifurcate and argue each of these, you know, the merits of each of these individually, but I think we need to get back to the business of saying, look at this is the size of government that we want, and this is what it costs. And but now, you see, we're trying to back into this in another way. And good news, by the way, GDP, 3.1%. Interesting. And I was wondering if we were going to be able to hold that 3% number. after the devastation that our country has gone through here recently with the hurricanes. Well, the conversation continues. Stay with us 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, doing the hard work and the heavy lifting to get this country back on track. Of course, right now we're watching the return of Representative Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana. He says the Capitol Police saved my life and the lives of others that day. Clearly, had Steve not been there on the practice field, that meant the Capitol Police would not have been there and would have been a turkey shoot. The fact that here, you know, when he went into the hospital, if you remember, the doctor says, you know, he's dead. I mean, we're not going to be able to save this guy. I mean, he's good as gone. And here he is able to walk with crutches, but he's able to walk into the well of the House is very, very touching. And, you know, thank God for everybody's prayers for the, you know, the personality and character of one Scalise, that he was able to overcome this. And gosh, if this could only, and, you know, you see the House and their acknowledgement and all this, and you think, why can't we, you know, why can't there be bipartisanship? Why can't we work together here to get this government back on track and do right by the American people? You know, $20 trillion in debt, all this fraud and waste. Senator Tom Coburn, you know, who watched the federal budget and reported annually on his waste book. And of course, that has been carried on as well. But what Dr. Coburn did for us was absolutely stellar. But just, you know, we've got to have ears to hear. You know, in this last waste book, he wrote about and documented $400 billion in duplicative waste. I mean, here's Tucker Carlson talking about the billions of dollars that we're wasting here in illegal immigration. Everybody, you know, almost without exception, agrees that the system is broken. So, okay, well, what do you want to do about it? I mean, you keep saying it's broken, but, you know, you don't want to fix it. You don't want to even go back to enforce the laws that were in place before. And somehow you want to give place and room for the Obama administration's ignorance of the law, and I say ignorance and ignoring, flat out just ignoring the law and coming up with executive orders that broke the law even that much more, as if that was going to fix anything. If nothing, it just created more problems. And now we have the DACA, the Dreamers, that are twisting in the wind and frustrated, wondering what's going to happen. And the Republican Party and President Trump are guilty of one thing, and that is bringing legitimacy to these dreamers. Get them out of the shadows. Bring them to the front. Give them legitimacy, give them place, and let them go on with their lives. But meanwhile, the immigration issue has to be dealt with, and we got to understand what we're dealing with. If you want to stay in the realm of the emotions and all the warm and fuzzy stuff and the sanctuary city ideas and all these things that are misrepresented, because what do they want to argue? They want to argue that the Dreamers are in the military, like some huge number. Yes, there are some Dreamers that are in the military, but I think it's about 1%. It's not everybody. There are some good numbers there that these kids have come in and have done right by this country. And they've done right for themselves and for their families. God bless them. That's awesome. That's what the American way of life is all about.
And definitely, I totally agree with that. But how did they get into the military if they don't have any papers or anything?
Well, this is all part, again, see, this is the Obama administration, and this goes back to breaking the law. So now, you know, we've just complicated things all the more by doing it. And all what this is going to do, and unfairly, you know, we spoke with, what was the gal that was Chinese, Helen Raleigh. And she talked about what she went through. She had to wait in line, the money she had to pay for her immigration. And she is one of millions upon millions of legal immigrants who have come into the country according to the rules of the country. It served her well, as it has other immigrants, but there's a part of her that says, hey, this isn't fair. Why do these kids who were brought here illegally, in a sense, go to the front of the line? And so this is some of the things that either we'll have to bite the bullet and accept it for what it is, or we're going to have to make some special ruling for them and accommodation in order to, again, you know, the whole idea is get them out of the shadows. This is what concerns me, is if you're illegal, it's not like you can dial 911 and say somebody's giving me a bad time here. Somebody has just taken my daughter and put her into sex slavery. Because there's no one there to protect them. And all we're doing is setting up tribes to where now let's go back to the turn of the century and you've got the mafia on the rise because they're there as the arm of enforcement for a particular group. And are we setting ourselves up to do the same thing as if it's not already happening, Scott?
Yeah,
I mean, this is a problem when you break the law. It gets very complicated because it's not just a real simple thing because you have all this. It metastasizes into, you know.
Here's my biggest issue. I feel like it's a lot like telling a lie that, you know, once you tell one, you're going to have to tell another in order to keep your lie going.
Yeah. And you have to have a good memory because you got to remember all these lies, right?
Well, yeah, definitely. You have to have a great memory. Because you know the truth and you have to remember a lie. But I kind of feel like it starts that thing off. If you come in illegally, I think that, you know, you're already breaking that law. It doesn't take you much to, you know, now maybe I'll get paid under the table, or maybe I'll this person sells social security numbers. I'll just get one from him. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of, it's just like a lie. If you tell a little lie, you know, your girlfriend asks you how she looks in a dress and, you know, you say, yeah, you look good. You know, that's one thing, but oh, I think you look absolutely magnificent, great and fantastic. Well, then she's going to keep wearing that dress and you're going to,
well, I hate that dress.
I hate that dress. So I just feel like it opens that door.
That's when you go, honey, I'm sorry, but that, the cleaners just lost your dress. I'm so sorry.
Oh, darn dog. We don't have a dog. Really?
Neighbor's dog. Yeah, really.
That's even worse. No.
He's shredded. Yeah, look what happened to this.
But I just feel like you're starting off on that wrong foot. And do I think that we should have a process that makes the path easier for them, provided they hit certain steps? Definitely. Mm-hmm. Why not? You know, if you're an astrophysicist in India or wherever around the world and you want to become an American citizen, well, that sounds like something that we could really use here. So let's get you in here, you know. But I just feel like this is, because now they're entitled. They do feel entitlement right now.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the government and the officials therein are not helping the cause by facilitating the law breaking and some of the crazy stuff. As one comedian says, sometimes you just cannot fix stupid. This is Bill Martinez. We're live trying to give you the smart stuff here.
Testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
ThePowerMall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
We're back Equity America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information that you need to know is right there, handy and available to you. It's our gift to you. Also, you want to get involved in the conversation, we love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, these days, with all the hurricanes abounding in the east, we've got fires in the west. Needless to say, stress and anxiety is on the rise. And here to help us deal with this is Melanie Storrison. She's a leading therapist who specializes in stress and anxiety. Melanie, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great.
Hey, so help me out. You specialize in stress and anxiety. What's your day like?
Well, you know, I very mindfully create my day, and I try to make sure that I have time to ease into things in the morning. But, you know, just because I'm a leading expert, by no means should anyone take that to mean that I don't also deal with stress and anxiety.
You mean you don't have this all perfected and everything?
No. It's kind of one of those things that you won't ever get 100% right.
Yeah, my old mentor used to say, as long as you're breathing and you feel a heartbeat, chances are stress and anxiety is going to come with the day. So it's what you choose to do with it, right?
Absolutely.
In part. Okay. Well, Hurricanes Harvey, Irma have battered Texas, Florida. I'm here in Florida, and I can tell you, you know, especially when you're in anticipation. I mean, I grew up on the West Coast, so we got hit by earthquakes, and usually they came and they went. But hurricanes are a different story. I mean, they build up for the whole week. You get all the TV pundits, everybody, you know, the hyperboles flying around because they're on the air 24/7. It just seems like, you know, the reporting gets more and more over the top, I might say, although I can appreciate what they're trying to offer in part, but they're not necessarily doing a whole lot to calm the nerves here.
No. I would say that their goal is quite the opposite of calming the nerves.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about ratings, unfortunately. I mean, sadly, that seems to be part of it, so everybody's vying for it. So, and unfortunately, a part of our humanity gravitates to bad news.
Right. Well, you know, there's, on the one hand, it's great that we can predict hurricanes and we can track them and make educated guesses about where they're going. But I do think that our 24-hour news cycle can kind of take that to an extreme. And it seems to me that these recent hurricanes certainly don't want to minimize any of the damage that did occur in the places where they did hit. Mm-hmm. But it does just seem like with this, you know, 24-hour news and all of these networks and having so much bombardment and it just seems to have heightened the anxieties in a more widespread way than ever before.
Yeah.
So it does, in some way, somebody is profiting from stress and anxiety, right?
Well, not only do we have natural disasters, then we have political disasters going on and all the division that we're dealing with in our country. It's like, you know, like my mother used to always say to us, of course, she raised 9 kids. She's 93 and a quarter past cranky. So, but she used to say all the time to us at points we'd get her, you know, you got me. I'm on my last nerve, whatever that last nerve looks like. But I could definitely relate to what she was trying to warn us kids over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, you know, when a natural disaster or any kind of trauma or, you know, whether it be a political event or otherwise, anything that impacts us in a way that shoots up our fear, they make us feel out of control. They make the world feel like an unpredictable place. And as human beings, those are two things that we really don't like to feel.
Exactly.
So in some ways, the 24-hour news and the constant tracking of the storm and trying to predict where it will go is a kind of a survival mechanism gone wild, right? Mm-hmm. We're just trying to keep ourselves safe.
Yes.
But in some ways, it seems our efforts to keep us safe, because we can't actually control where the hurricane goes. So when we try to control these things that we don't have control over, we can end up increasing our stress and anxiety even more than just the original stressful event.
Well, Melanie, you bring up a good point right there. There are some things that we can't control, whether it is with storms, natural disasters, the political dialogue. So how do we find rest from stress and anxiety? What do you recommend?
So one of the first things that I talk to my clients about, especially if their stress and anxiety is about something specific like a hurricane or political news or whatever, you know, I say that we have to limit, and I always hesitate a little bit when I come on radio or news or any kind of media to say this, but we need to limit our consumption of media.
Yes.
And maybe pick a couple of sources that we trust and listen for a little while. But just because the news is on 24 hours a day, we do not need to watch it 24 hours a day.
Exactly. Well, you can imagine in my line of work as a nationally syndicated host, I have to find moments of decompression. Otherwise, my head's going to explode. So your advice is well taken. So limit our consumption. It's okay. I mean, you want to be informed, but not to the point that your brain is exploding. Okay, so what else do we do besides go get a drink?
Yeah, well, I also work a lot with people with addiction, so.
Okay.
In moderation, those are okay.
Yes.
But also we want to focus not on the things we can't control, which trying to control things we can't will increase our stress and anxiety. But we want to shift our focus to the things we can control. Like, okay, I don't know if the hurricane is coming here, but here are the things I can do to prepare. Or even non-related to the original stressor, and just how can I make sure that I'm maintaining routine and structure and consistency in my day. I want to not worry so much about the things I can't control, but pay attention to the things that I can control.
What about breathing?
Oh, 100%. I'm also a yoga and meditation instructor, so all of my clients get a lot of talk about breathing. You know, when we get stressed out, our heart rate, our respiration gets faster and shallower, our blood pressure goes up, and just taking a slow, deep breath really counteracts all of that physical stuff that is happening. So it's kind of, if you're taking deep, slow breaths, it's really impossible to be as anxious as you would have been without those.
What a simple and powerful act, huh?
Oh, absolutely. But it's almost like when things are so simple, we take them for granted and we're less likely to practice them. Like, I feel like if I gave you some elaborate anxiety reduction strategy, people might be more likely to do it just because we breathe all day long, and so we forget the power of that. But really, we're not. Usually, most people are breathing very shallowly all day long.
Yes.
And so we're not getting all of the benefits of that breath.
We get tight, and everything becomes shallow at that point, don't we? And I mean, if you gave me something more complex, then you'd have to charge me $2,000 an hour, and the tax complications are just so unfair. So we'll keep it simple for us simple-minded people that realize that our bodies are we're just miracles, you know, the way it works, and so we become in tune with that, and we can deal with some stress and anxiety because. Such is life. Anything else here as we begin to wrap things up, Melanie, that you think are important, that are key takeaways for our audience?
There's certainly a lot of more methods of dealing with stress and anxiety, but I really think that those are the simplest ones. Limit media consumption, focus on things you can control, and just, I even set an alarm on my phone for once in the morning and once in the afternoon to stop and just take 5 deep breaths. Maybe for 3 minutes I can take deep breaths. You know, whatever. It doesn't take a lot to make a difference. And the breath is, it's free. It's always with us. No one can keep us from using it. So I really think that that's the best tool.
Great ideas here, Melanie. Melanie, where can they go to connect with you if they want some more information?
Absolutely. My website is at www.alignwellnessatl.com.
Well, Melanie Shortson has been with us. Hopefully this has helped you to breathe a little bit and deal with this stress and anxiety, because last time I checked, as long as you're walking on this side of heaven, the stress and anxiety is going to be here with us. Right, Melanie?
Absolutely.
You take care. Thank you so much, Melanie. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez, as always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And Lela McPherson joins us right now. She's the outpatient supervisor at Recovery First in Hollywood, Florida. And we're here to remind everybody that this is National Recovery Month and why it is so doggone important. Lela, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate this opportunity. I'm great.
Well, excellent. Excellent. Well, great to have you here to talk about National Recovery Month. And as I said, why it is so important? Why the focus on National Recovery Month?
Well, because recovery is possible. And I know that with a lot of the newscasting and a lot of the newspapers and a lot of the, you know, highlights of topics that people have in conversation is people are dying. Mm-hmm. And it's true. People are dying from active addiction, and recovery is possible, and recovery is wonderful, but it takes a little bit of time and effort.
Exactly. What are the numbers? What are we looking at? How many people are addicted today in America? Do we have an idea?
No, I don't. I'm reading here 12% of overdoses are here in Florida.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I know that because I've worked here at Recovery First for a number of years. And I've had quite a few of our clients pass away through decisions that they could maybe go back and do it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a process. I always tell my kids, whatever it is, whatever process you enter into, it's you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. And of course, like anything that has to do with recovery, it all starts with realizing you're in trouble. And sometimes that process may take a couple of shots at it because you think you've got it under control. That is the sneaky thing sometimes about
right.
addiction. It lulls you into being deceived, doesn't it?
Right. I call it the big lie. It tells us we're okay. It tells us it wasn't that bad. It tells us the disease. It tells us that we don't need to go to meetings. We don't need a sponsor to check in with. All we need to do is not use. And what happens with that is the obsession is not taken care of. And so every day we wake up with untreated alcoholism, untreated addiction. There's, you know, a few things that we need to do every day. To have a chance at staying sober.
Exactly.
I just left the meeting about a half hour ago, my home group, and it says up on the wall, it's easier to stay sober than to get sober. And I think that's true, but it's still possible. It's still possible.
Well, and that's what National Recovery Month is all about. It does offer hope to those who are addicted and the families that are affected by it, because sometimes you just feel like the situation is hopeless, don't you, Lou?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the words that people say when they first come in. They go, I say, how do you feel? And they say, hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll say, I have a little hope. The disease is debilitating. It steals everything. It's a soul stealer. It takes us financially, emotionally, recreationally, vocationally, familially, and we'll give up everything to continue to use. And so the idea of coming into treatment, because that's basically my focus, is to give them the hope, because sometimes they really do feel hopeless and that they might as well just fade away.
The fact they even walk through the door, though, Leila, that is you know, some indication that they're holding on to hope. Maybe even if it's down to that last knot on the string or whatever it is, the rope that they're holding on to. But the fact that they show up says that, you know, hope upon hope, they're hanging on, right?
You know, you're right on that, Bill. People come to treatment for a myriad of reasons, but the bottom line is we don't have an electric fence outside. There's no guard. People can not show up, or they can leave after they do show up. It's their ability to make that choice. And you're right. And I said that last night in group. I said the fact that you guys, we are all sitting on these stools in group instead of bar stools is phenomenal.
Well,
very courageous.
Exactly. Well, Florida, like many other states across the country, are acknowledging National Recovery Month, because you talk about hope upon hope. I mean, this is what this is all about with organizations like yourself, like Recovery First in Hollywood, Florida. You know, you see successes and then disappointments that you go through. But that doesn't stop you from fighting. I mean, you've been fighting the good fight for a long time here now.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been here for 12 years. And you know what's so really cool, Bill, for me is because I've been here so long, I've met a lot of clients. Mm-hmm. And they come in just a hair under hopeless. And then sometime later, months or years later, I'll go out to Publix, or I'll go to a meeting, or I'll go to the library, or I'll go to school. And I see them there actively participating in life.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the greatest thing that ever happened to me, I was at a meeting, this was a few years ago, and this young girl ran up to me, and she said, Leila, do you remember me? And I said, not really, help me. And she goes, she said her name, and she goes, I just wanted to let you know something. I got my kids back.
Oh, wow.
And it was stunning, because what do you say to something like that, Bill, when you hear that? That's the pinnacle. That's the hope that people can
exactly
just get, you know, what may seem like normal life to some people. For people like us, it's not normal. It's it almost seems unachievable. But
yeah,
she got her kids back.
Good for her. That's big hugs all the way around, I got to tell you.
Leila,
we know that earlier this year, Governor Scott in Florida declared a national emergency because an estimated 4,000 people died from overdose in Florida last year alone. And we hear a lot about opioid addiction, how just severe it is. And you're right there on the front lines at Recovery First in Hollywood, Florida. What do you want the national audience to be aware of?
That people are dying, and that what people are buying out on the streets is death, and that come on over to our side of the street and give yourself a shot at having a life that's worth living. You get your family back. You get self-esteem. You can look people in the eyes and not fear that they can tell that you're high. You can go up to people and hug them and not have fear that they're going to say you smell like alcohol.
Right.
It's freedom. It's absolute freedom. And the recovery month is really great because we have a lot of events that happen. I remember a few years ago we had an event over in Pompano, and it was in a park, and Casey and the Sunshine Band came and played.
Which, yes.
And it was like you couldn't find a parking place. It was packed, and it was all people getting and staying sober.
The whole idea of recovery, I mean, this is an all-in thing, whether you like it or not. I mean, once you have somebody addicted, you got dependence, you got codependence. I mean, the dominoes fall in a family, and everybody is affected by this. So whether it's somebody that you love, or even if you have ears right now to hear this appeal is for you. It's on your behalf and your family's behalf for you to realize there are many people, yes, that are addicted, but there are many successes, like the testimony just a moment ago that Leila McPherson just shared with us, and they abound, and they give you hope, and they also encourage those who are on the front line, like those, like Leila at Recovery First in Hollywood, Florida. I'm sure you're greatly encouraged by this. Leila, where can everybody go for more information?
For the National Recovery Month, just look it up under National Recovery Month in a search engine. For treatment, of course, Recovery First. Whether you come here or go somewhere else, just go somewhere. And so that starts the whole process.
Exactly.
And of course, let's not minimize the benefit of the 12-step rooms, the relationship, the philosophy, the fellowship, the program. That's huge. It's for AA, NA, CA, AA meaning Alcoholics Anonymous, NA, Narcotics Anonymous, CA, Cocaine Anonymous. There are a lot of different anonymouses that are kind of tailored.
Right. Well, Leila, we're all out of time. I will remind everybody, recoveryfirst.org, or go to AmericanAddictionCenters.org. All the information is right there, as we understand and appreciate that this is National Recovery Month. Bill Martinez here with you. Leila McPherson has been with us, outpatient supervisor for Recovery First in Hollywood, Florida. Leila, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I think the fiction is easier because the stories kind of tell themselves because of what I do. Now, if I didn't do what I did for a living and I said, well, let me imagine what happens with a whistleblower. Let me imagine what happens when a pharmaceutical company kills people with a dangerous pharmaceutical. Let me imagine what happens when a mega corporation pollutes an entire waterway for 300,000 people. Let me imagine that. It's tough to imagine. But it's very easy to write when you're actually in the middle of that and you're experiencing what's happening firsthand. When you write a fiction book and it's based on reality, it just seems to very often write itself.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had a known like me, would have cut out you. I run so fast to say, I tell they couldn't catch me all day. The way I run across that field. Yes, you couldn't catch me in an automobile.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the seminal Supreme Court ruling on abortion, known as Roe v. Wade, was handed down in 1973. Now, one might expect Americans to have developed a clear and consistent view on abortion during the intervening 45 years. But new research from the American Culture and Faith Institute suggests just the opposite. The fact that more than 54 million abortions have been performed in this country since that ruling has done little to spur people on to develop a clear and compelling view on the matter. Here to talk with us is the one and only and the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. George Barn is with us right now. George, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be with you.
Always good. Boy, this is a little surprising, all things considered, with the roller coaster ride of Roe v. Wade that we've been on since 1973.
Yeah, Bill, you would think that after 40-some years, people would have paid more attention to and devoted more time to really staking out an intense personal position. This is such an important issue. You wouldn't believe that people would just say, well, I'm busy, I don't understand it, I don't care about it, whatever. I mean, that's pretty much what we found, is that most Americans have really inconsistent positions on this issue. In fact, about 78% of the adult population take positions on various aspects of abortion that are internally inconsistent.
Is this all about the core issue of being a respecter of life and where life begins, George?
Well, it's partly that. When we ask people when they think human life begins, only 42% say at conception. the rest of America, almost 6 out of 10 adults, are saying, well, it magically becomes human at some point between conception and when the child is delivered. And really, when we look at the range of answers that people gave us as to when human life starts, it's pretty evenly distributed along that 9-month continuum. Mm-hmm. So people really don't know what to make about much of this.
Yeah, kind of amazing. I mean, that probably is the reason for the confusion, not to mention the fact that is America ready to deal with, the bottom line issue of abortion that, because of out of convenience, if we remember the argument back in 1973, that the driving issue was what happens in the case of rape or the mother is in danger. You know, we want to save the mother. So that justified abortion, which today probably represents less than 2% of the abortions. So most of the abortions that are conducted, according to the latest research I've looked at, George, seem to indicate more because of gender preference or convenience. Or, whoops, I hooked up with the wrong guy. And so it's kind of become a modern-day birth control service.
Yeah, we did find that half of all Americans say that they believe that abortion should be legal if testing finds that the child will be mentally disabled when born or will be physically disabled when born. We found huge numbers of people who said, well, abortion's justified if it's going to cause a financial hardship for the mother, or even if the mother has some kind of an emotional hardship related to that birth. You know, that wasn't a majority position, but we've got tens of millions of people who are saying financial or emotional hardships justify having an abortion.
Mm-hmm. Well, was it Sweden that just passed a law that said, or they've been doing this, I guess, for a while, that if there was, any kind of suggestion of retardation with the child, it's automatic. You can't even ask questions about it anymore. It's the government has determined that it will not allow a less than child come into the world.
Yeah, all of that is very interesting to me because it goes back to prior discussions you and I and many others have had about worldview. You know, the dominant worldview in America today says that really what matters the most is your personal comfort and convenience and being able to make choices that make you happy. And that's really what this ultimately seems to be devolving into is a discussion about how can I have the most fulfilling, comfortable kind of life without being bothered by the consequences of my choices.
Exactly. Well, and that's the point of all this. Again, I think this is one of the reasons why the culture wants to get God out of the picture because God's too indicting. I talk to women across the country and the issue of abortion comes up. You know, they will tell me, they'll go, you know, my child would have been 13 years old today. I mean, what does that tell you in terms of what they hold? I mean, forget about how they're responding in a survey. What do they hold in their heart?
Yeah. You know, and we look at some of the other information that comes out of the survey that, you know, supports that kind of thinking. You know, the fact that half of Americans say that abortion is murder, regardless of the age or the health of the fetus. Yeah. And yet, such a large share of those people will say, but even though it's murder, we should legalize it. I mean, that's scary stuff.
Yeah. Even Cecile Richards here recently, George, and I was surprised how she kind of spilled the beans. And I'm sure she would want to take that back. The mainstream media wasn't about to let that go too far. I think most of the conservative media picked up on that. And that was her her statement about life being important. I mean, this comes from the queen of abortion, the president of Planned Parenthood herself, who did everything to defend, the sale of infant body parts. And she comes in and says, life does matter.
Well, and, you know, maybe because she's been reading the public opinion polls, we found in this one that 85% of Americans agree that human life is sacred. So, again, it's that internal inconsistency of how can you have 85% saying all human life is sacred at the same time that you have only 36% saying that abortion is immoral? Now, part of it is because we've got such a huge proportion of people who now are so confused about morality itself that they say abortion isn't even a moral issue. We shouldn't be talking about it in those terms.
Wow, George, I'll tell you, it's no wonder. I mean, we talk about the chaotic condition that our culture is in right now, that it reminds me of after the first verse of Genesis where it says, in the beginning, God, it refers to the earth being void and filled with darkness. And it's almost what's happening in our culture, in our world today, is the darkness is coming in and the chaos is reigning. And but the good news is it also says, it goes on to say that the Spirit of God hovered, which is the Holy Spirit hovering over the darkness to bring light and understanding and clarity. So what it would seem is that what you're telling us is the darkness is there and the Holy Spirit is doing his work in order to bring light to this matter for people to understand, because the thing is, again, relevant to my conversations anecdotally with women and even men as well, George, because men are starting to realize that, hey, look at their child is the one that's been aborted as well. They're taking some ownership. Now, I understand the traditions of our culture have been that, hey, it's just a hookup. It doesn't matter in the whole deal. But it's, I'll tell you what, there's grandparents that are missing grandchildren around the holidays. And there's probably some would-be grandparents, if they knew about it, could you imagine the grief that would take place around the world for the lost children, the children that have been aborted? I think that's what we have to look forward in this culture. If we don't, George, then we really are to hell in a handbasket here.
It's true. And, you know, we've got to address some of these ideas that people have. We found that almost two-thirds of Americans said that they themselves wouldn't ever have an abortion. They wouldn't advise anybody to have one, but they think it should be a woman's choice. And then we found that 6 out of 10 Americans also say this isn't even something that the government should be concerned about. There should be no regulations regarding this. And this is at the same time that we've got half of them saying that abortion is murder. You know, so these are the kinds of things where the church today has to stand up and be the church. It's in,
exactly,
in this kind of context of confusion that the church can provide clarity. So we've got to have our teachers and leaders stand up and do that, no matter what kind of flack they might take.
Well, our teachers, our leaders are believers, George. And, you know, you think again in the story in the Old Testament when Cain killed Abel and God had a conversation with him. And he says, I want you to know your brother's blood is crying out to the heavens. Now, that was one person's blood dying. You imagine 54 million, what the sound and the cries are in heaven right now?
Yeah, but, you know, we've got to go back to the foundations again and help people to understand that our life isn't valuable because of what we produce. It's not valuable because of our potential to evolve. Those were common answers that we got. When we ask people, what do you think makes life valuable? Less than 4 out of 10 said by the fact that I'm created in the image of God, or my life is a gift from God. Most people don't see it that way. We become so narcissistic that we think, oh, it must be valuable because I give it value.
Well, that's the bottom line of it, isn't it, George? George, thank you so much. I appreciate all the great work that you do at American Culture and Faith and what you're adding and enlightening relevance to this issue of abortion and the fact that America is so confused over this issue some 43 years later. Absolutely amazing. George Barna, the Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible.
possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You've heard